Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So we wanted to get a little bit more information. What are the signs of kidney disease and what can be done about that? Professor Brian Arena is head of the Division of Nephrology at Groote Schuur. He's president of the South African Hypertension Society. He's spokesman for the Because I Say So campaign, and he joins us this morning. Professor Brian Arena, thank you for doing so. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners. I'm very well.
Good. So, you know, we often hear about people having dialysis, people needing a kidney transplant, but what are the signs that we need to look for to make sure that we're okay and those around us are reasonably healthy?
Okay, one of the most important things about kidney disease, that is often silent and only noticeable when you've lost 80% of your kidney function. There are some symptoms of kidney disease that you could recognize. Those are usually tiredness, excessive tiredness, swelling of the sphincter, pain around the kidney, repeated kidney infections, passing blood in the urine. But those, in the vast majority of cases, over 80 to 90% is of a silent disease. So it's absolutely essential that one is screened from time to time for kidney disease, particularly if you're the person at risk. And that test is simply testing your urine with what's called a dipstick, where we look for blood and protein in the urine, and a kidney function test, and occasionally an ultrasound of the kidneys to detect any abnormalities like cystic kidney disease. And it's especially important in people who are at risk for kidney disease, those who have hypertension, those who are diabetic or predisposed to diabetes, people who have HIV infection, people with hereditary kidney disease, and people who have suffered from infection and kidney stones.
Is kidney disease often as a result of other issues and not about the kidneys per se?
Yeah, the kidney is often, yes, it's not specifically the disease is rising in the kidney per se. So hypertension damages the small vessels to the kidney and insidiously leads to fibrosis and loss of function in the kidney. Another important area to keep your kidneys healthy, if you do a lot of manual work and you're out in high humidity, you must keep your water intake up. There's increasing reports of people suffering from kidney failure who are working in those environments, and also taking excessive analgesics, pain pills, anti-inflammatories. Those are critically important. Often people suffer from arthritis and they take these medications without monitoring of kidney function, without supervision by a doctor, and leading to insidious kidney failure. And once you lost 80% of your kidney function and it's chronic, you're on a trajectory to what's called end-stage kidney failure, meaning you'll have to have dialysis and transplantation, which is horrendously expensive and one of the major expenses now on medical aid in this country. If you're in the state sector, unfortunately, the vast majority of people with kidney failure do not get dialysis and transplantation due to lack of facilities and lack of money.
Wow. That is... So did you say in the United States?
No, in South Africa.
Oh, in South Africa. Oh, I thought that.
No, in South Africa, we know the statistics that most people won't. The Western Cape has the greatest provision for dialysis and transplantation, but in some provinces... It's a very low chance of receiving dialysis and transplantation.
And kidney stones, are those preventable?
Yes. Yeah. So once you have, if you develop kidney stones, it's important to analyze what the kidney stone is. For the kidney stone to be either passed or removed, or they use this lithotripsy to break it up so it's passed. And once you've developed a kidney stone, it's very important that your fluid intake is very high to stop the crystals forming in your urine. Right. And obviously, depending on the type of stone, your doctor may advise certain type of medication. You have to see what's called a urologist who deals mainly with kidney stones. Right. I'm a nephrologist mainly dealing with inflammation, diabetes in the kidney, hypertension in the kidney, dialysis and transplantation.
How successful are kidney transplants?
Well, okay, in relation to dialysis, they're less expensive but remain expensive. Dialysis is very costly, in the order of R500,000 a year per person. Kidney transplants initially are quite expensive, but in time, they're the most cost-effective way of treating people. And in time, the costs are diminished quite significantly. And the quality of life is much better. Obviously, you have to take what's called immunosuppressive drugs to prevent rejection. And you have to maintain a healthy lifestyle. It's also to not put yourself at risk with kidney disease. You must lead a healthy lifestyle, don't smoke, and particularly avoid obesity, because obesity leads to diabetes and hypertension. And, of course, safe sex. HIV kidney disease is a major cause of kidney problems in South Africa.
Professor Brian Rayner talking to us about kidney awareness, World Kidney Awareness Day. 10% of the population worldwide is affected by chronic kidney disease. Thank you for taking the time to chat to us.